Welcome to The More You Know, a short daily podcast where we explore and discuss interesting topics that will keep you on your toes. Today, as you all know, for it is that time of the week again, it is Technology Tuesday, where we love to talk about all things digital. I'm your host, Rowan Piani, and today, let's unravel the secrets to how our pixelated universe helps elevate or destroy our society. Before we get started, I want everyone who is listening today to stop what they're doing and close their eyes. I want everyone to picture all of their technological devices and social media apps that they own. Is this image good or is this image bad? Since the beginning, there has been a divide between people on how they feel about digital media. Today, I'm going to explore and speak about both viewpoints. At the end of the podcast, I want to know if hearing what others believed had to say have changed your views. As you all know, I feel that the best way to gather information and viewpoints is to go out in the world and interact with other humans. I went around my college and asked how different students feel about their relationship with social media. Now, let's get into these interview responses. The first five students I spoke to had nothing but positive things to say about digital media. They all had the same reasoning that digital media connected them to everyone who lives far away in their lives. They believed digital media helped break down the barrier of so-called long distance and allowed for everyone to be close, even if they were hundreds of miles away. However, the last student I spoke with was an African-American female about the age of 18. After asking the question, has digital media left a positive or negative impact in your life, she took much time to ponder over my question. I was quite confused on this, for I thought it was just a simple question. However, her response left me scratching the top of my head and questioning what I believed about digital media. She, like the other students, wanted to talk about the positives of digital media, but she explained to me that the countless hate comments on her TikTok comments and cyberbullying she faced ruined her digital media experience and emotionally broke her down. I couldn't believe what she was saying. How could people treat a nice, humble girl like this? Why is there so much hate being spread around apps that are supposed to allow people to be open and positive? After listening to different stories, I myself have come up to different conclusions. People's relationships with digital experience depends on their experience rather than what they believe. For example, I had once believed that digital media is positive due to my ability to communicate with friends and family back home, and also being able to watch hours of entertainment on TikTok and Instagram. However, that is not the same for everyone. Many of the people I spoke to who had a negative relationship with social media had faced different accounts of racism and bullying to an extent that is unimaginable. Knowing that many people are experiencing these hardships over digital media has left me sitting here infuriated. However, we reached our time limit on this podcast, and I have to leave you all until tomorrow. But before we go, I want to leave you all with some questions to think about over the duration of the week. Why is there so much hate in this world, and why do people think they can hide behind the wall of social media? What ways can we work to help end this? Thank you everyone who tuned in to this Tuesday's episode. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for Wacky Wednesday, where we will discuss all the wackiest things that happened around the world this week.